I'm Brandon Fryer, and welcome to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. The Blackhawks make some minor moves, and we're going to get into that for you guys. They did a couple of little moves here, and it could be significant, especially with a team like this. So we definitely have to talk about that for the Chicago Blackhawks, as they signed a one-year contract to Luke Filth. He is signed. They announced it today that the team has agreed to terms with the forward Luke Filth on a one-year deal. It's a two-way contract that runs through the 2023-2024 season. Now, it's going to be a $775,000 salary cap hit. Now, Filth is currently playing with the Rockford IceHawks of the American Hockey League. Right now, Filth is 27. He's appeared in two NHL games with the Blackhawks this season. He's already posted one assist. The forward made his NHL debut on January 24th at Vancouver and posted his first career NHL point on January 26th against Calgary. Now, he also has skated in 45 AHL games with the IceHawks this year, recording 38 points. And of those 38 points, 18 were goals and 20 were assists. His 18 goals are tied for third on the team, while his 38 points rank fourth amongst all Rockford IceHawks skaters. Now, Luke Filth has 193 career regular season American Hockey League games split between the Stockton Heat, which he played with them in 2019 to 2022, and the Rockford IceHawks, which he just played this season in the 2022-2023 season, compiling 130 points. Of that, 66 were goals, 64 were assists. Filth completed his Stockton tenure during the Calder Cup playoffs, registering 5 points, one goal, four assists in 10 postseason games. Prior to his professional career, the 5'10", 185-pounder forward appeared in 264 career games in the WHL, where Filth registered a total of 251 points. 103 of those were goals, 148 of those were assists. Then he played 78 games in college, securing 103 points. 43 of those were goals, 61 were assists in three seasons during that time. Now, during his junior season, which was 2018-2019, Filth served as an alternate captain and earned U Sports Men's Player of the Year honors, recording 45 points, 21 goals, and 24 assists in 24 contests. So they got an up-and-coming player here that probably you can maybe build to the future or just see what he has, because he only signed a one-year contract. So this is something to look forward to. You're gonna have to really look at these minor league deals right now, these one-way deals, these two-year contracts, because you never know what they can do with these players. Either they can flip them for later or see what they have in these players as a prove-it deal to see if we can add you to the future right now. Now, at 27, he looks like a piece, just like a fill-in piece for right now. Maybe he can transfer to something if he does really well, if he gets enough ice time and minutes where he can get out there and play, and maybe you could flip him for something else. So this is a minor deal, but it's minor now. It could be bigger down the line, so who'll see? The Blackhawks were not done making moves, because they recalled a familiar face and Philip Roos. They called him up because Andreas Englund is still sidelined for the Blackhawks. Now, with this dude coming up right now, he did score his first goal, by the way, in November 12, 2022 of this season. So they're bringing him back up. This is a guy who is a familiar face right now for the Blackhawks. And who knows? This could be a familiar thing similar to Luke Filth right now. A guy coming up again just to see what we can get from you towards the final month of the season and see, hey, can we get something from you? What can you bring to this team right now during this time? So it's going to be very interesting to see with England's sideline right now, what can Philip Roos do for this team? So it's going to be very interesting overall. But like I said, these are minor league deals that can eventually lead to something bigger for the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, with Andreas Englund right now, he did suffer a hamstring injury in that 5-0 big win by the Blackhawks against the Ottawa Senators. And now he's currently out for 1 to 2 weeks. So it's going to be very interesting to see what Philip Roos can do for this team right now. Now, the Blackhawks are gearing up after losing to the Detroit Red Wings in a defeating loss right now that was very just kind of It just didn't sit right with the stomach in that loss because they were up 2-0. But we're going to get into their next game that's coming up tonight against the Florida Panthers. Now, this is going to be a very interesting game right now because the Florida Panthers right now currently have a record of 32-27-6 right now. So this is going to be a very interesting game right now. Right now, they already played them, and the Blackhawks did defeat them last time. Now, Florida is currently on a 2-game winning streak. If you look at their last 10 games, by the way, they've been 6-4 overall. Now, right now, this is a high power scoring team right now. They're currently in the top 10 when it comes to goals per game, averaging 3.4. They're currently ranked 9th in that category. However, they give up about 3 goals, a little bit over that, at 3.1, which currently ranks them 20th overall. This matchup is going to be really interesting. Now, you know the Blackhawks are going to look as the underdog in this category. And the Panthers do have something to play for overall right now. They're currently ranked 9th overall in the Eastern Conference right now. They have 70 points total right now. So they're just like probably like a few games behind the Pittsburgh Penguins right now for that 8th spot in the Eastern Conference. So they have something to definitely play for in this game. So they're definitely going to try to fight for it right now. Now, with that being said right now, in order for them to beat a team like the Panthers right now, one thing that they do is give up at least 3 goals. You have to score a minimum of 3 goals, but the difference is you're going to have to step up your defense in this one and the goaltending overall for this one. This is, like I said, a top 10 scoring team overall. They can really score some goals. If you can limit them to 2 goals, you can win this game. You really hope that Alex Stalock will play this game tonight. If he's in net tonight, that betters their chances just coming off a 39-save game right now. I really don't put the fault against him. They had so many shots on the goal right now. I mean, how many can you really save? The defense just let them get in that area so much. They need to step up right now. One player I'm going to be looking at to highlight in this game for the Chicago Blackhawks right now is Taylor Radish. He's coming off a 2-goal scoring game against the Red Wings. Let's see if he can continue that hot streak. Normally when they do good one game, they kind of ramp it up. They just get in a groove. And let's see if Seth Jones can step back into that light. He was kind of quiet in the Detroit Red Wings game, but he was coming off a point streak prior to that. So let's see if he can bounce back and do a little something. And I also like Lucas Reichel right now. He's another player that I would definitely highlight, especially in this game against the Florida Panthers right now. So it's going to be a very interesting game to see what's going to happen in Friday night against the Panthers. Now, the Blackhawks are not done there because after their Friday night matchup tonight, they're going to play the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, they're going to continue this Florida run right now after playing, you know, the Florida Panthers on Friday, and then Saturday they're going to go to Tampa Bay right now. And Tampa Bay is a lot better team right now overall. They currently have a record of 38-21-5. When you're looking at the Tampa Bay Lightning overall, they are right now a top 5 team when it comes to goals a game. They average 3.5. So they're going to be playing 2 top 10 scoring type of teams. Now, they're in the middle of the pack when it comes to goals allowed. They're 14th right now, allowing 2.8 goals overall. Now, they, like I said, already gave you their record. Tampa Bay already beat them once. They're currently on a 1-game winning streak. Their last 10 games right now has been 3-5-2. So it's been kind of a tough stretch overall for them. One player you're definitely going to have to stop for Tampa Bay right now is Point. You got to somehow contain him. If you can do that, maybe you got a chance. But this is going to be one of the tough matchups. You could beat these 2 teams. I mean, it's really going to say something about these young guys overall. Now, when we're overall looking at Tampa Bay right now, when it comes to the overall standings, I gave you their record. But right now, in the Eastern Conference, they are currently 3rd in the Atlantic Division right now. And they're one of the highest scoring goal scoring teams right now. I mean, they got 86 points right now overall. So they're really good in what they do right now. Now, when it comes to their seeding right now, they're currently ranked 5th right now. But so they're trying to get some type of home ice advantage, especially in time for the playoffs. So they're trying to gear up for their seeding right now. They're a few games back of the Toronto Maple Leafs, so they definitely want to kind of make some run, and beating up on a team like the Blackhawks could be the key for them. Now, we're still in Connor Bedard race for us, so these are 2 teams that we're expected to probably be the underdog in this one. Now, they could look past us, and we can sneak by them because you got a bunch of young, hungry players. So the key here for both of these games, like I said, great goaltending play right now, and you want to make sure you can keep them under 3 goals with both of these teams. You're going against 2 top 10 scoring team. So you got to contain them. If you can do that, you could probably pull off a game here. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they play against two teams that's actually playing for something, while the Blackhawks right now are just really in teardown mode right now and kind of rebuilding for the offseason and future season beyond that. So it's going to be very interesting to see. So I'll be recapping these games when we come back to another episode of Full Press Blackhawks. I'm Brandon Fryer. Until next time.